Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Preacher Ngwenya is going to be joining us in a short while to talk to us about marriage and setting the vision. Before any journey begins, it's essential to know the destination. I suppose that's a very logical and reasonable presumption. In marriage, this then means creating a shared vision of what a healthy and fulfilling partnership looks like. So we're going to explore that. Mfundisi Ngwenya, can you hear me?
Yeah, well,
yes, good afternoon to you, my pastor. How are you?
God is good.
Lovely, lovely, Mfundisi. Mfundisi, we're talking about a subject that is confounded many of us young people, and so we need you senior pastors and you ministers of the gospel to chart the path for us. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us this week about marriage, setting the vision. First and foremost, let's talk about this vision. Whose vision are we talking about? Before we get into the questions we had planned on talking about, whose vision are we talking about here?
Well, the whole entire creation of Mary is outside of human beings' planning and design. It's the entire thing comes from God.
Right.
So, but we have to realign ourselves, our vision, and realign it to the main vision of God. Because marriage without God, if you cannot see what God intended to be achieved in marriage, whatever plans a human being may put together, no matter how best it may be, it will end up in a fiasco. So it starts with God, then me into it according to God's plans and according to God's principles. Then the outcome then will be a desired outcome.
So, are you saying this is God's vision? We need to tap into God's vision for marriage? Am I hearing you well, Mfundisi?
Correct. It originated with God.
Right.
So, it is not our making.
Right.
The human being did not provide themselves with this kind of life set up. It came from God. Unfortunately, though it came from heaven, it is not lived in heaven. It is lived on earth. And if you take God out of it,
yeah,
then you are automatically taking yourself out of it.
Okay.
And then the outcome is a desire.
Yeah.
Is a disaster.
Disaster, that's right.
It's
that's
a disaster.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
And marriage is not made up of one person.
Yeah.
There must be two people who have the same vision, the same mentality, the same goal, the same commitment, and allow the center leave a space for God, who owns everything. And if God occupies the center stage, then the people on the peripheral will then benefit and enjoy just because God is in it.
Okay. Let's get into the questions that we had planned on for this, because my mind is running wild now. How can couples define what success looks like in their particular marriage?
Come again?
How can couples define what success looks like in their marriage?
Okay. That's a tough one. Of course, success, the first success, there are many different kinds of success. The goals that we ourselves have set up, and do we have peace? Have we found each other to be a blessing to each other? That's is God is God running our lives, our marriage. That's the first success, to have peace within us, to enjoy. You know, there are two possibilities. It's either you enjoy or you endure. A good number of couples, they are not enjoying, but they are enduring. It's a tough going, you know. So the first success to me would be that the two of us have become one. The two of us are sharing our vision. The two of us are well synchronized, and we sing one music, one tune. That's the first success. And Ellen G. White would say that marriage that is set up on God's principle is a heaven
on earth.
Outside of heaven.
Right, right.
But anything opposite to that, it's second to hell.
Yeah.
It's either a marriage is second to heaven or is second to hell, where all of us, every day, there's no peace. We even doubt if this thing was really put by God together.
Yeah. And so what role do shared values and beliefs play in building a strong partnership, Mvunis?
And again, we have there must be a lot in common between the two. So that, you know, let me say, for two people of a different walk of life to be able to stay together in a harmonious way.
Right.
God, for it's a miracle. It takes God for that to happen. Some couples, I'll make an example. When people are, there are people whose body are very light, and they don't have to exert too much energy to move forward. Then you find other people, the makeup of the body caused a serious challenge, that every stride they have to exert a lot of energy. Moving forward, it's always a some marriages, you know, it's they find it easy to find each other. You know, others, it's a struggle.
Right.
It is a struggle. Moving. And that mainly the cause would be if our vision and our understanding of success, our commitment, if our marriage is not prioritized, if it's not number one, then it's a disaster. Survival of the fittest.
So the issue of these beliefs, or perhaps, how can individual goals, like my goal as a husband and the goal of the wife, individual to each other, how can individual goals be harmonized with marital goals?
I'm not sure I'm following, but I'll add something, then go over it again if I miss the mark.
Okay.
But I want to say, you know, like we drive cars.
Right.
Now and again, you take your car in for a service. And if you're faithful with your service, your car will never disappoint you. You'll never found on the road stuck. But if you wait, you don't take care of your car in terms of service, then the car will not be able to take care of you. While you will be driving, going somewhere, then the car would break down. So, yeah, we need to take care of our marriage so that our marriage can take care of ourselves. And now and again, we need to to visit our priorities and check if we are still on track. Are we now? What we used to do in the past, we no longer do it, unfortunately. Now we'll sit down with my wife and evaluate our marriage. You know, am I still an asset to you?
Yeah.
If I need to change, what must I change?
Right.
In order to meet your needs.
Right. Right.
You know, some of us, we don't care. We just cruise until some disasters. Then we need help. So we must not wait for storms to visit us before we service our marriage. While things are fine, unfortunately, people who are doing well in marriage are the ones that care, that seek for marriage enrichment. Those that really need it, they don't even see the need, they don't even worry, because they are accustomed to a tough life where there's always storms in their marriage.
Right. Okay. And so what I was asking is, you might find that sometimes the man has a goal of reaching retirement at 50, living in Margate and driving two cars, and the wife has no such dreams. She dreams of having many children and living in the rural areas of the Eastern Cape. How do we harmonize those goals to keep this marriage?
Yeah, that basically, there's a lot of such challenges where you find that our priorities are not the same.
Right.
We are pursuing different goals. But here we need to sit down so that my priorities can be my wife's priorities. We may rearrange our priorities to say, what must come first, you know, so that we accommodate each other. So I might have to delay and say, okay, we agree, let's go for this. And then we agree again, second to that, let's go for this. So it's a disaster when one is pursuing his own dreams and the other one, that's a disaster. Because whoever accomplished what will not be seen as an accomplishment, as a success, because that's not part of my priorities,
right,
or my aim.
Right.
The best is that we sit down, find each other, synchronize, because both priorities, if I want to be a millionaire at the age of 50,
right,
that's a good dream. And my wife wants something different to that.
Right.
That's good. But let's synchronize so that the two of us, we fight the same battles.
Right.
Not fighting against each other.
Right, right. Okay. And how do we do that synchronization? I agree with you. We need to synchronize. How do we do that?
We sit down. We discuss. We disagree until we agree.
Yeah.
By the way, in any synchronizing, it's a give and take. It must not be a one-sided thing where only one person set his priorities. The other one must just be a shade to.
Right.
It's a give and take. It's a give and take. We both need each other's support.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to pursue dreams which my wife does not join me in celebrating any accomplishment.
Right.
You know, it must be synchronized so that we sing one, we push the same. You know, then both of us are singing one song. One song.
Okay. And so how do external influences like family, like culture, like friends, like career, like church, how do those external influences shape a couple's vision of marriage?
Of course, we are all affected by what is happening around us, whether we want or not. But we should not let other people's goals be our goals. We can take, they can be a source of encouragement.
Right.
But let's not run after other people's dreams and vision. Let's have our own. But at the same time, allow ourselves to be inspired by the surroundings, by the environment. You get my point? But let us not exactly be what they want. Let's have our own. It's fortunate. It's good if what our dreams are happen to be somebody else's dream. It's just fortunate. Yes, but let's not run. Let's run after other people's dreams, because we may not have the plan and the determination that they have. You are overloading yourself with somebody's ass load, then you are bound to fail.
Hey, yeah, okay, all right. This is only day one. We are 5 days together. I'm looking forward to having the rest of the week, you pouring into us as listeners, and particularly myself. I'm benefiting firsthand from your insights and your knowledge. Thank you very much for your time and your insights.
You,
let's do this again tomorrow. Same time, same place, Mfunas. Thank you very much, Mfunas. That is wisdom from the Southern African Union, Wadeen. I'm telling you, Pastor Ngwenya is at the Union. So he's not just giving us a novice understanding of what he's talking about. He's giving us knowledge. He's been doing this for years, decades. He's been doing this. And so I would encourage you to come back again at 1 o'clock and listen to the pastor giving us wisdom, giving us insight. And we appreciate these pastors for taking time out to come and help us.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.